We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Dav Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top with Dav Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. Omram Chia Ba'aba, Omra Rabbi Yechanan. Dva Toiro Gzela Hanishtanis Chizeres Beina. Be'etzem in a Toiro a Gzela that changes, even if it changes, I give it back the way it is. And because Shina is not koina, and even if it gets better, I have to give it back the way it is. Shina, Mav Heishiv as a Gzela, Asher Gozom, Mekol Mokom. You got to give back the Gzela. Our Mishnah says that you don't pay the kalim if you took eitzim and made it into, fashioned it into kalim. The halacha is, it says you give them eitzim. So you see, you are koina b'shinu. So why is he saying you're not koina b'shinu? He says, I'll tell you what, the koina sashavim. Midaraisi, you're not koina. But at the koina sashavim, the guy worked so hard making, developing his keli there, and now you're going to make give it back to the. He says, you're not going to want to do tshuva. Therefore, we allow him to pay for it. So what are we saying? Rabbi Yechon holds Shina is not koina. Shina is not koina with the raisa. Only with the rabbanon the koina at koina hashavim. Freite gemara mi Rabbi Yechon hachi. Varam Rabbi Yechonon halachik is da mishta. Rabbi Yechon is passing like is da mishta. V'tanan it says regarding reishis hageiz. There is no shaila at koina hashavim by reishis hageiz. V'tanan loy hispik litner loy achid savoy potter. That if you didn't give it to the koina yet until you dyed the wool, there's no din reishis hageiz. You're potter because you were koina. Like Rashi says, there's no tekanas hashavim over here. There's no problem of tshuva over here. There's no issue of tshuva. So the chayra here. So what's pshat over here? You kind it. Amalei hum rabbanon varav Yaakov shemei l'di v'farshem reid Rav Yechonon kigoyin shegazal eitzim meshupim va'asa kelim. That really Rav Yechonon agrees that shinu is kinda like you find in the Mishnah and Reish Shagates. Why is he saying our Mishnah minatari not kaina? He says our Mishnah talking about you stole boards that were already smoothed out and you made it into kalim. And really you could just take it apart and put it back into boards. It's a shina achayza briyasa. And really you should not be kaina because it's shina achayza briyasa. It's not a good shina. On a daddy says, Astakana Sashavim, because the Maisa, he made it into a keli, you let him give the money. You let him give the eitzim. But Etzem, he holds that Shina is real, a real Shina is koina. A Shina, Chayza B'Yosa, is saying, Menat Torah is not koina. Like we see by the Mishnah Reisha Geis, that Shina is koina. So Avadi agrees, Shina is koina. That's what Rabbi Yaakov wanted at Taina. Just, he was just talking about a Shina, Chayza B'Yosa, there he says that it's not koina. What? There's not, no, because there was a tseva. A tseva doesn't go back. A tseva doesn't go back.
Where is it? Four times it can go back.
Yeah, the certain type of tseva go back. Someone here, a tseva doesn't go back. There's different type of tseva. Here, a tseva doesn't go back. It's not. It can't be a chayz lebriyasa. That's what they're talking about. Tomorrow, a tseva is not chayz. That's still a set sign. That's not chayz lebriyasa. So tomorrow, I never said it on this case actually, and said it on something else. But so here, we had a few women on the yamal. If you're a Shimon Yehuda, only a few women on the yamal said that. Yeah. So tomorrow, I did. Tanur Abana. Hagazlonim, which are robbers, umavi beribis, and people who lend interest, sheikh ziroi, they want to do tshuva, and they give back the ribis, or give back the gzela, ain't mekabel mehem. You're not mekabel from them. But mekabel mehem, and if you take it back from them, ain't ruach chomene chemenu. The Rashi says, ain't ruach chachma v'chassidus bekirboy, or usually it means that the chama are not happy with you. You're not supposed to mekabel back something from Gazlonim Av Ribis. You have to see exactly the case of where you're not Makabel, but it's saying over here that Gazlonim want to return the Gzela or turn the Ribis. You say, no, I'm not taking it back. Om Rabbi Yechanan, that's the Brisa says. Apel de Galach. Om Rabbi Yechanan, the May Rebbe Nishas Mishazu. That in the days of Rebbe, it was said this Mishnah, the time went to the Brisa. Maisa Ba'odam Echot, Shabikas Lasses Chuva. It was a guy, let's see, he was a huge hard money loan guy, and he was taking ribbis like no tomorrow. That's his whole living, his whole house, his whole car, everything was from ribbis. So he wanted to chuva. I'm like, Ishtay Reikam, I thought, Ishtay Chuva, feel the Avnet Ishlach, even your belt's not yours. V'nimrav Lasses Chuva. And he said, Maisa didn't do chuva. He said, you're right, Ham, what am I going to do? So Ba'oisha Amru, a Gazlona Mave Beribis, Sheikh Zira Aim Kabel Man, that I Gazlona Mave Beribis, and want to be Chayzer, want to give back their things, and I'm a Kabel. But I'm a Kabel Man, Ruach Chom Nechemenu. And if I'm a Kabel, the Chom Ain Ruach Chom Nechemenu. So, what? What's your question? The story was. Yeah, because you're not. Everything you own, your car you're giving back, your house you're giving back, your tie you're giving back, your suit you're giving back, your plaits you're giving back. So he says, that's what he told them. He says, you know, right, you're right. I can't do that. What am I going to do? Live in a Motel 6 with a bathing suit? So he decided he didn't do tshuva. Oh, so the halacha is, therefore, that
if. Do
No, therefore it's a tshuva, and you don't, and they have to go back and say, I want to give it back, and the person says, no, you keep it. Keep your car. Shkayach. Shkayach. And it's a full tshuva. That's the halacha. That's the Rebbe says. So it's a Mordi wants to know, Mr. Talmud, because all the Gemara's almost shas have been giving back the ribbis. Of course you give back ribbis. What's going on over here? So the Tzfashin and Terutzim to this kash. So Tais talks about over here, the Rosh talks about over here. The two main Terutzim are like this. And they're both paskin lahalacha. One Terutz is that it's only if the guy wants to do tshuva himself don't you accept it him. But if the guy is the guy who's lending the ribbis, he doesn't want to stop, then you take back every penny from him in order to make him do tshuva. Of course, the Bezdin gets involved, takes away every penny from him. It's only if a guy himself who says, you know, I want to do tshuva, there you don't accept it. That's one nekuda. And another nekuda is, both of them are pasuk halacha, it's dafka a guy whose whole livelihood is from that. But if a guy's whole livelihood is not from ribbis, he just did ribbis one time or two times, avadi got to give it back and they take it back from him. It's only if someone's whole livelihood is ribbis, that is the case where you don't accept it. But that's what there. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos brings it down middle of Tosfos. Re'amar the Mesisim lo have a matzah mifuch lo tikkun Rebbe de mekavim el ma'isam bnei adam sheroiv iskam echiyasam bekach. Well, in nezoinim begezav a ribbis, because the cash was our Mishnah says that you have to give back gezela. What are you talking about? Our Mishnah says you have to give back gezela. Teretz is there's a big difference if this is whole livelihood or not. And I said the other chilukis also if it comes itself will do it. But let's just see the Gemara. So we got ahead of ourselves because I couldn't handle this Gemara. But let's see the Gemara vayta. So we have a brayse that says that if a guy gives back ribbis, you say no, thank you, I'm not accepting it. And we'll bring a story to prove it. We'll bring a story where the takana came from. Meisve, Masio Kasha. And really, this Meisve is a Raminu. It's really, because it's a Braisa, this halacha. So really, that's a Raminu for another Braisa. Meisve, we have a Braisa, says like this. It's really a Mishnah. Haniach lem aviyam. If someone's father left them Moyesha Ribbis, Ava Pisha and Yoyim Sharibbis, even though the children know it's Ribbis, Ein Chayav Lahachzer. You're not Machuyev to give it back. Why not? So it's really two pshatim in the Gemara, beginning of the 10th parak. Why not chayav lahachzer? Either because they're kind of with shina rishus, or because children are not chayav and chayav chichi imach of the father, they're not chayav to give back the ribbis. But it says you're not chayav to give back the ribbis. But it's mashma the yarshim inu hud the loy don't have to give back ribbis ha aviyim, but the father chayav lahachzer does have to return the ribbis. So what do you see that from the father has to return the ribbis? The kasha on the brisa before it's a stira and the brisa to the mishnah. And fit the Gemara, no. Really, but then who the Vim Nami in Chayav Lach? So the father doesn't have to give back the ribbis either, because of the Takana. Well, the Tani B'dadu, why did it say Dafka, the kids don't have to give it back? Which in the Kabbayah missed the Sefer. I want to speak out the Sefer. Hiniach Lehem Avim Paro Vitalis, that if the father left over a Paro Natalis, which is Dova Masuyim, which is a clear item that's a ribbis item, Chodova Masuyim, Chayav Lachzid, then even the children have to give it back. Why? Because it's not covered for the father that everyone sees. Oh, you see that car? That's a ribbis car. So therefore, you have to give it back. So therefore, toleration. I'm with do. Therefore, Rachel says that the kids are not chayav lahachzer. Bet the father's not chayav lahachzer either. But it's talking about a dava. I want to say the dava masuim. Even the children has to give it back. So therefore, we said about the children. Frey to Gemara. Why do children have to give back a dava masuim? They covered aviyim chayav lahachzer. They have to give it back. Here, ikir kam v'nosi ba'amcha lo yisar, ba'oisim ma'isa amcha. We know that the only time yichayiv in kibud of aim, this Gemara says, at least that we know, but this Gemara says that the only time yichayiv kibud of aim, only if he's doing the right thing. If he's a rasha, then there's no mitzvah kibud of aim. It's a big shayla halacha, how we pass it. But telling this Gemara, they were saying that there's no chayiv kibud of aim if the father is a rasha. And here he didn't give back the things. So he did ribbis. So he's a rasha. And the Gemara could Amar Pinchas was just tshuva. He did tshuva before he died, and therefore he chayiv in his cover. That's why you have to give back the parentalis. Hakanam was tshuva. Rav Pinchas was something else. He also wanted to get also tshuva. Frank the Gemara, he also tshuva. If he did tshuva, so my boy, why does he have it still? The boy la'adure. He should have gave it back. I can ask me, what do you mean should have gave it back? We don't accept from him. Tais asked the kasha. Tais says two terutzim. Either if he tried to give it back and they didn't accept from him, then there's no din ganai, there's no din the children have to give it back, so it must be even try. Or, the halacha is a dov masuyim, we do take back from him. When it's a dov masuyim, which is not covered of him, we do take it back. So here, why did you still have it? Why didn't he try to give it back? So, he didn't have a chance to give it back until he dies. So bottom line is, we learned the halacha, takana, that you don't accept ribbis from a guy who lends by ribbis. And we had a kasha, a mishnah, that they are mechuyim, no, it's not mechuyim. Just we want to say a kid, the halacha by kids, because we want to say the chiddush is that if the kids have a davar mesuim after the father dies, they do have to return it. Even though he's not a big tzaddik, the case was he didn't have a chance to return it. Why do you return it? The halacha is that you don't accept. So there's two truths. Either davar mesuim, you do accept back, which is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, or if he tries to give it back, there's no ganai anymore, so the children will not have to give it back if the father tried. Tashema, nacharayim. Even though they collected already, they have to return it. So the Gemara first jumps in. Gazlonim, I should govu ika. What does it mean? Gazlonim, if they're collected already, have to give it back. Gazlonim, don't collect, they steal. If they stole, they stole. If they didn't steal, they not steal. What does it mean if they collected? What's a gazlin? Malvi ribis. Before you hear that, malvi is called gazlonim. It's a shaila in the London. They want to say it's ribis and yeredeya or chayshamish, but not for now. But mindy, what's a gazlonim? Malvi ribis. Afa pi shigavu machzir. It says even though they collected, they have to return it. So what do you see? You see that malvi ribis do have to make a return. And for the Gemara, no. Ari machzirim ve'im mekabel mehem. They have to return it, but you're not mekabel. Elom machzirim. So what does it mean they machzirim? Lots of deshemayim. They have to go and try to return it. They have to say, they have to come and try to return it. Lots of deshemayim. To be yoytz their mitzvah. And you have a mitzvah not to accept. The sma in Shulchan Aruch says, it's doimah to la shmita. But halachas by shmita is that you have to say that that if you're bringing back money to the malva to pay back, the malva has to say, I'm shmita, I'm not taking it back. If you say, I'm a pika, and you give it. It's such an idea, they compare it to you also. So that even if you hold that you don't accept back, you have to try to return it. It's part of your tshuva process. You got to try to return it. That guy's not supposed to accept it, but you have to try to return it. So here it means, machzir means, lotz shemayim means to try to return it. Nacharai, tashema. Haroyim, these are royim who are pasturing other people's properties. Vagaboyim. Vagaboyim is the gaboyim or the melech to collect taxes, tax collectors. Vamuchsim, a different type of tax collector. Chuvasim kasha. It's very hard to chuva. You know why? Because they don't remember who they stole from. It's very hard for them to chuva. Umachzir l'makirim. Therefore, they return their gzelis to the people they recognize. And we'll see what they do when you don't recognize someone. So what do you see? You see, you return things. So you see that you do accept back from them. And for the Gemara, Amri machzir v'mekabel mehem. That they have to give it back, we don't accept it. So what are they going through the whole process? Lost the Shemaim, they have to go and try to give it back. Afraid the Gemara, you can't teach that means over there. That's what it means over there. Why? It says, Yachi, am I Chivasim Kasha? Why is it Chivasim Kasha? But what's the big deal? They don't have to give it back anyway. Yeah, you have to know. It could be Chivasim Kasha because they don't know who to ask Mechila from. Like who to, it's a little bit shver. What the Gemara's Kasha is exactly. But the Gemara's Kasha is Chivasim Kasha. If you're not giving it back, more held is not Shavik Chivasim Kasha. Va'oid, Eima Seifa, V'she'im Akirim, Yaseh Behem Tzarchet Tzibra. He says, if you don't recognize who you stole from, you know what you do is? You make a Tzarchet Tzibra fund. And what does that mean? V'am Rav Chista, Bairus Shichim Aras. You make these Bairus that everyone drinks from it. And now, you're giving back things to people out of them hopping. But what do you see? You got to spend money. You have to spend money, you see. You have to give money. So you see, do you give money? So it's Shver on Rabbi Stakono. This Mishnah is talking about before the Takana. Before the Takana, Rebbe did think he have to return things. But after the Takana, Taka's too late. So the Gemara of Hashto, Adam Rav Nachman, Kishbisha Engzela Kayemes. Now the Rav Nachman's saying is that the whole din of Rebbe is only the Engzela Kayemes. Then it's not Shvar at all. Philo Tame, Idavi Daka Takana. Everything's after the Takana. It says that we have to return it. When the gzela is still around, then you have to return it. If it's not around, you don't have to return it because of Takanas Rebbe. You don't have to give money. Why not? Because of Takanas Hashavim. Freyti Gemara, the story that made Rebbe make the Takana was a story. The wife told the husband, even your avnate is not yours. There's gzela kayemes. So Chayra, there we see, Rebbe even said the belt you don't have to give back, even though it's Kayamas. But Avnet, the Kayamas, and you see you don't have to give it back. And the Gemara, my Avnet, the May Avnet. Afraid the Gemara, the Cholecha, the Gzela Kayamas, the Avra Bona Takanta. Anytime the Gzela Kayamas, you don't make a Takana. Very Meirish, which is a beam, the Gzela Kayamas, it's still around. But Tanan, Ala Meirish, a Gazel, Shabon of a Birud, if you built this beam into your house, Shiito Dom, you take the money because Takana Tashavim. That's the halacha. That you don't have to take the beam out of your house. So you see, even Gzela Kayemes says the Takanas Hashavim. And the Gemara, Shani Hasham, Kimadik, say the Bira, Shavu Baruch Lassa. Since you know, lose money from taking down a house, it's Kilu, it's not here, and I give money. And Rashi speaks out that you do have to give money back, because Rebbe's halacha was you don't accept anything back. But here, since it's Kayem, as Avadi, take the money back. But you don't have to take down your house, because there it's a Pseida, the Bira. So halacha L'maisa comes out like this, that if it's Gzela Kayemes, you don't have to come under Rebbe. If you don't have Gzela Kayemes, so you have to come of Rebbe, that if someone is a Malvi Beribis, he does not have to return that Ribis. But we said it's only if you check two boxes. First of all, that is your whole entire livelihood. Then that's why we say the Karnas HaShavim. And number two is, if someone is stopping on his own will, he wants to do tshuva, that's what we say. We don't accept back the stuff from him. But if, first of all, it's not his whole livelihood, then Ivadi has to return it. And number two is, if he does not want to stop lending Beribis, we force him to stop lending Beribis and we take all the money from him, because then we do force him to return it, because there's no din to Kana the Rebbe when he's not coming to do tshuva on his own will.